Welcome to my brand new challenge, which is doing some kind of chat through podcast, and I hope you enjoy it if you're a big fan of tennis. Hi everyone, this is Shotty here, and I would like to introduce myself a little bit first. I'm just a guy who loves tennis. I love watching tennis, love playing tennis, and love chatting about tennis with my tennis friends or in the community. I have so much passion for tennis, and I've been to some tournaments, like big tournaments, lots of times, including the US Open 6 times. I've seen a lot of good matches, including the one where Rafa versus Medvedev played an absolute epic 5-setter, and Naomi's first major title against Serena as well. I've seen Djokovic versus Del Potro, Rafa versus Anderson in 2017. Obviously, seeing a lot of junior matches like quarters, semis, and finals. So these were all good. I mean, like, I have so much passion for tennis, and I've enjoyed every single moment that I spent in US Open and a couple of other ATP 500s. There's one player you can't forget when talking about myself. It's Stan Wawrinka. He's a superstar from Switzerland. You all know him, I guess. You know, Roger's also a superstar from Switzerland, but you can never count Stan out because, you know, he's won 3 majors and you can't really do that even if you're a very good tennis player. Yeah, so he's been my idol for a long time, and I feel that I'm not what I am today without him. Obviously, I've never talked to him, let alone had a hit with him, but I've seen him live once when I visited Japan Open in 2018, because he withdrew from the tournament in 2017. Yeah, my hands were shaking. I almost cried when he was practicing. And yeah, anyway, yep, I'm a big fan of him. That's why I wear Yonex most of the time when I do the practice or play matches. I think no one cares, but please let me talk a little bit more about myself. I also like Rafa, the god of clay. He's not the king of clay anymore. I have lots of his outfits as well. Obviously, I love Roger Federer, the GOAT. Del Potro, Dimitrov, Shapovalov, Nishikori, and yeah, a lot more players, both from ATP and WTA. From WTA, I like Muguruza, Simona Halep, Andreescu, obviously. I also like Naomi. She's an inspiring player. And yeah, I usually watch ATP matches, but I do watch WTA as well when I have some free time. And yeah, I do have a lot of passion for both tours. Yeah, the reason I started this is, you know, I just wanted to share my thought on my favorite plays, players, and mainly the ATP tour. So that's one of the reasons why I started this platform. I've been listening to a couple of other podcast radio, such as obviously the ATP radio, Behind the Racket, No Challenges Remaining, and Cam Williams. Well, speaking of Cam, I think he's Australian and I really like his style, so I might do some match prediction, like tournament prediction, someday as well. Yeah, well, actually, I really have nothing to say today. Please forgive me for being so bad today. I mean, this is my very first podcast in my life, so yeah, hopefully I'll be posting more in the next few months. But that's it for today. I'll probably talk about either my love for Stan or my tennis life. Oh, I might actually talk about AO 2021. Yeah, but we have a lot to catch up on, but I hope you enjoy them. Stay tuned and see you next time.